Good morning. Something that I love about business is that it takes psychology, which is really out there type of concepts, all this research and stuff that you can't really make sense of, the average person struggles with. And what business does is it takes the greatest ideas from that and makes it really, really practical. Yesterday morning when I talked about listening, I gave a quick example and I used hard. In the example, because somebody else had said hard, so I used the same word back. I didn't use difficult. I didn't say frustrating. I used hard because that's the answer to the question that I asked beforehand. Somebody else used that language. What I mean is that if you're asking somebody questions and they give you an example, they're expressing themselves. If you use the same language that they are using, that builds a ridiculously quick connection with others. It is fascinating how quickly this can happen. So I'm going to give you two tips today on listening and kind of continue what I talked about yesterday. The first tip is on connecting with somebody and building rapport, kind of some secrets there. And then the second tip is going to be on a different technique that allows you to listen and keeps people talking. Okay, so the first thing we talked about yesterday and that we've talked about a couple of times is open-ended questions, and hopefully you're practicing those. Today, what I'm going to start off with is how you build rapport. And the way you build rapport, I'm going to talk about two different things. The first is to use the same language the other person uses. So if somebody says, I was really frustrated or I felt belittled, use those words. Say frustrated, say belittled. Hey, when you feel belittled, where do you feel it in your body? Or where do you, I'm thinking more as a psychologist right now, but I would say more, so when you feel belittled, what goes on for you? That's a really, again, open-ended question, but using the same language. Now, this is in the context of connecting with somebody, but this works in sales. This works in every other context as well. Networking. This is brilliant. When you start using this on a consistent basis, you will see a massive change in the way people respond to you. Use the same language other people do. I remember learning this in psychology and then learning it again in sales. And I was doing phone sales. I was selling $5,000-$6,000 of product at a time over the phone with somebody who'd never met me. Over 45 minutes, I'd be selling $6,000 programs. And what I found was when I learned this technique, it made a big difference for people just connecting with me on a different level, which is important with any sale. So what I would be doing is they would be talking, and anytime they used a phrase, a catchphrase, anytime they used a certain word that maybe not a lot of people use, I'd write that down on a piece of paper, and I would definitely use that again. I would look for opportunities to use it in the same way they were using it, okay? So that's one way you can do that. Another way you can build rapport is by mimicking somebody, is to simply lean in when they lean in. Cross your leg when they cross their leg. This is rapport building 101 in communication. We are social creatures, and as human social creatures, we try to mimic others we feel comfortable with, and we tend to do things differently than people we feel at odds with or we feel different from. So I want you to try this. Try it at some point. This will be your action step. Try it at some point over today or tomorrow or this week at some point. When somebody does something that doesn't know you very well, mimic their behavior. Don't do it overtly. If they scratch their face, don't go, okay, you're doing this in a subtle way, but it's a way to connect psychologically with somebody where somebody goes, this person is like me. They feel understood. It really helps. Try it. Trust me, you're going to enjoy the effects of this in communication. Okay, the second thing that I wanted to talk about was to summarize people's language. Now, this is a technique that builds rapport, but it also helps with getting people to talk more. So you don't always have to ask a specific question. You can simply say, hey, tell me more about that. That's a way to ask a question. I think I talked about that yesterday morning. What I want to talk about today is summarizing. So a couple different ways you can summarize. One is when somebody says something, just simply start a sentence with, it sounds like, or it sounds to me, and then summarize what they've said. So if somebody gives you, they've been talking for 5 minutes, summarize it by saying, hey, it sounds like you're feeling this. Pinpoint. And this is, you're not using the same language they're using. You're pinpointing something just a little bit deeper. So when my child or when I'm a client or when my parent or whoever it is in my life comes and is talking to me, if I can summarize that in one sentence and go to a little bit deeper, that builds rapport incredibly fast. It also helps them feel listened to. So that's one way is getting a little bit deeper. But a summary can be as simple as repeating what somebody said. If somebody says, they come home and they went, wow, that was a hard day. And you go, that was a hard day? You just repeat everything that they said. Now, this is not a trick. These techniques that I'm teaching are not tricks. They're just the way that we communicate. But if you start practicing them, they're keys to unlocking relationship. So simply repeating a few words that somebody else says allows them to keep going. It encourages them to keep going. It says you're engaged, you're listening, you're connected with them. I want you to try these out. Specifically, try out the one that I mentioned a minute ago. But try out these two techniques: building rapport when your body language and in your words, as well as by summarizing or simply repeating what somebody has said. Try this out. See what it does, and give me feedback on this. I love hearing when people start practicing this because it's such a simple tool and increases communication ability so quickly. You've got this.